Howdy.
Hi, good morning. Is this Tyler?
It is, yes.
Hey, Tyler, it's Emery from RDI. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Emery?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. It's Friday. We actually got a little bit of sun, and coffee's good and such, so nothing to really complain about.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to reach out to you regarding the round or the emerald cuts. I know
Yep.
I sent you quite a big list. I wanted to at least maybe try to narrow it down so I can memo something out to you.
Yeah, so what it comes down to is I've got to be able to set up the appointment.
Okay.
So I texted him yesterday,
Yep.
and he hasn't got back to me, but so much of the time he's actually in the oil fields.
Yeah.
And so, because he's drilling and he's doing all sorts of stuff.
That's why there's no budget.
So,
He's an oil guy.
yeah, he's an oil guy.
I was wondering
And
why there was no
so,
budget. Go on.
Yeah, I just have to wait until he actually gets a hold of me. So it might be this weekend is what I'm hoping is he'll actually call me and we can actually work it out a time for him to see him.
Okay.
And I was going to go over the list with him as well and just make sure, you know, what we're showing his wife is actually within the price range of what he wants to pay.
Yeah.
And that way we're not, you know, shipping stuff that we don't need to, as well as actually, you know, making sure that it's worth our while to do it. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
just so we're not wasting time.
Yeah, he's not. So this store used to be in Monticello, Utah, and I moved it to Richfield. It's about 3.5 hours away. And he's from the Monticello side, so it's also, for me, it's still almost a 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
So I've got to set it up to make sure that I can get the stones, get the diamonds, and get over there, show them, come back, you know, write you a check and send the rest back and call it a day.
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely.
So it just takes some logistics. He can't just come down to my jewelry store, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, all I want, yeah, just wanted to reach out just to see where we were at with the whole project. I understand we were in the preliminary stages of it. I just wanted to just gather a little bit of info just so I'm ready to go. But yeah, that
Yeah.
list I sent you, it should be there should be excuse me, it should be up to date and everything should be good to go. But we are in the busier season, so as soon as you can meet with him and kind of narrow it down to carat size, carat range,
Yeah,
color
exactly.
clarity range, just let me know, because that list is changing. Like, stuff I quote 2 days ago may not be available today, for instance. The silver lining is the diamonds are rather large, so I'm still confident that, the big pieces that we have are still here. But nonetheless, as soon as you kind of get it narrowed down to maybe like one or two, maybe three options, give me a shout and I'll get it to work on my end to make sure that we can get it in. And if we don't have it here, I'm going to reach out to my guy in New York City and we're going to get it shipped in from the New York City office. But nonetheless, good.
Well,
I'm glad.
and
I'm glad we're on the same page.
let me ask you, Emery, like are we on our side? Are we good, me and with your credit department, all that stuff getting set up
Yep, all that stuff's
again?
updated. I got the documents that you texted me. I uploaded it to the file. So everything's good. There's nothing, no references or anything else needed. It's just a matter of, at this point, just getting in contact with the client and kind of just narrowing that big search down to maybe a couple stones, and then you and I discuss, the logistics of it all. Getting it shipped out to you is not a problem. I've shipped it out to you for free. This is the first time you and I have worked together, so I can give you a free return label as well. So
Okay,
none of that
cool.
stuff's an issue. I've got all the perks and all the shiny
And
gold and
then,
such.
just so I know, like, how much are you comfortable shipping out? Sounds like, you know, when he came back and said one or two items, I was like, oh, I thought we were doing a little bit more than that.
Yeah, that I just it depends on the size of the stone. Obviously, the liability increases if we're shipping out like
Sure.
$100,000 stones. So that honestly is just going to be case by case. I think the
Could
best
you kind of
scenario.
give me an idea just as far as like budget on cost, what you'd be comfortable shipping out, just so that when I'm talking to him, I know what I'm doing?
That's something I would have to discuss Katie with my Katie is my credit, or she runs the credit department here. That's something I would have to discuss with
Sure.
her. And just right now we would kind of have to we would need to narrow it down a little bit more. I can't just like, hey Katie,
I get that.
I might be shipping $200,000 worth of this or that. Like, that's just not, I need like concrete black and white answers. I need maybe one stone, two stone, three stone, four stone. we just need to narrow it down more specifically, and then I can run it through Katie and kind of whatever her input is, kind of go from there.
I'd like to be prepared for that when I'm talking to him, though. So
absolutely.
If it's like, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, could we talk to Katie and say, hey, you've got, you know, $80,000 that we're willing to ship out to you? Or,
okay.
Then I can divide that in between whatever stones we pick, or 100,000, or whatever it might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. I can ring Katie and get some information from her, and I'll text you whatever she tells me.
Yeah, that'd be easier, just so that we actually, when I talk to him and he's like, no, I want a $100,000 stone, or no, I really don't want to go above 30 grand. Then I can be like, oh, well, if you're going to go above 30 grand, my cost is going to be, you know, let's say 15.
Yeah.
And so I know if I've got $100,000, I can choose 3-4 stones for it. I know that if we do more than too many, too, it just gets confusing.
Yeah.
But because she wants a couple different shapes, it would be nice to have at least, like, two options in each of the two shapes, you know?
Yeah, I don't reckon that's going to be an issue. I can get you two rounds. I can get you two emeralds. That's not going to be – let's put it this way. I've never had any kind of issues getting stuff sent out. I've sent, like, parcels of 5 or 6 before. I don't reckon that's going to be an issue. It's just more so the budget, because there's such a big range. I don't want to ship, like, a – I don't want to ship a 2-carat out to you if, like, you know, he wants an 8-carat or something like that. So.
Exactly. And so if you can get me, like, a dollar amount – and
uh-huh.
just text that to me, and then at least I know when I sit down with him and say, okay, these are honing in on what you want.
Gotcha.
These are the options I've got.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll ring Katie, and I'll talk with her a bit and kind of fill her in on the situation. And then, I'll let you know, okay?
Okay. Sounds
awesome.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Of course. See you, Tyler. We'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.